Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We now go into the Cats camp. We're waiting patiently on the line and we really do appreciate it. Friend of K-Rock's, great to have him on the line. We'd love to be talking about 4 points in the bank, but we're not. But Zach Toohey's been good enough to give us some of his time. Zach, Kingy, Koza, Nieldy and Benny Cass in the K-Rock hub. Hope you're well. Commiserations tonight. It just was an almost night for the Cats. You seemed to have some momentum, but you just couldn't... I suppose, grab the moments that you needed to be able to really put pressure on Collingwood.
Yeah, g'day, guys. It was disappointing. Gave them a bit of a head start early in the game, and they're a quality side. It was always going to be hard to rein them in from there. They've started games really well this year, and unfortunately, they got out of the blocks pretty quick in the first half, and we gave ourselves too much room to do. But,
you got within 8 points in the last quarter and you seemed to have a little bit of momentum, but things just didn't seem to go your way when you needed them to. Did it feel like that out on the ground, that the ball just didn't seem to bounce your way?
Yeah, I felt like a few things didn't go our way tonight. We obviously lost a couple of players again. That puts a lot of stress, particularly on the midfielders, but the backs weren't getting much rotation as a result. And they're a quality side, so it's not exactly the team you want to be losing players against. But they've got some, mercurial players, a lot of talent there that can turn games in a moment. And unfortunately, they had a couple of them stand up in that last 5 minutes.
Zach, it's Ian Cohen. Appreciate you jumping on the phone. We certainly do. One of those mercurial players, obviously, Jordan DeGoey. What was the plan going in? He finished with five, there was a couple of boys sort of went through him. What was the plan for Jordan? Because he is someone who, tonight we just saw it, pretty much won a game off his own boot.
Yeah, look, players of his calibre, well, not occasionally, but quite often have a big influence on the game, and it's not always as easy as just, putting a plan in place and assuming it will work. We have a lot of guys who are matched up on him really well, have done well on him in the past, but... they got good ball going forward. It was delivered, bloody wrapped to him on a couple of occasions. And then he just saw in that last quarter what he's capable of, goals from nothing. So, he's just one of those players that some nights you just can't stop him.
Did you find that the room that Optus Stadium presents is very, very hard to lock down or not allow those sort of outlets and that open space and then the delivery from the middle?
Clearly it was tonight. They got on top in that area, played up in Sydney, and that's quite a wide deck, and we stopped it up there quite well. So we were off tonight, no doubt about that. But we got ourselves right back in contention late, and like you said, they just had a few talented players who stepped up really at key moments when, if one or two things had gone differently, it could have been up our end. With a few of our guys doing that, but that's the nature of the beast. They're a quality side. I suspect they'll be there when the whips are cracking, and hopefully we get another crack at them, in a few months.
Speaking to Zach Toohey for Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. He's Benny Cass on Carrick Footy.
Thanks for joining us, Zach. Poor old Geordie Clark's crap out of luck. Have you had a chance to have a quick chat to him? He unfortunately got caught underneath the biggest player on the planet in Brodie Grundy, which is a bit unfortunate.
Yeah, it's hands down the worst aspect of our game, isn't it? And he's such a bloody lovely bloke, and he didn't deserve that, but that's the nature of the game. I haven't seen him. I think it's a shoulder. I'm not actually sure, though, but I did see him going off on the big screen. He looked like he was in a lot of discomfort, but... fortunately, he's surrounded by his brothers here, and we'll look after him. But that's just kind of sickening, to be perfectly honest. He's a wonderful person. He deserves a bit better, but it's the game.
Yeah, that's it. It's hopefully he'll be back. He's only a young fella, so he's got it all ahead of him. The Cats tried hard tonight. It was one of those nights where nothing went right for you, and a little sort of half chances didn't go your way. And I mean, that's going to happen in footy. You're against a pretty good team. But just getting away from footy for a second, how are you? How are you going in hub life? Have you adapted brilliantly to it? Have you taken to anything? Have you playing cards? How have you gone with the hub?
No, I've really enjoyed it. I must admit, it struck me as soon as we got here just how fortunate we are and how much work has gone into setting these hubs up for us. So I'm missing my kids, I miss my fiance, but geez, I'm grateful for, you know, the AFL and the government over here and even the people in the hotel who are looking after us. So it's a suboptimal situation we're in, but it's a wonderful setup we have here, so we're very lucky.
Do you get, what's your favourite at the Bay Marie? Do you just launch down there in the morning and there's just a whole heap sort of Bali style to have?
What's that?
When you get down to the Bay Marie in the morning, do you, what do you launch onto? What's your, do you just sort of explode a bit of bacon and eggs in?
The buffet, Zach, I think he means.
The spread is bloody elite. I can give you the hot tip.
All right.
But you just got to be careful not to turn it into a stuffer because your weight can shoot up on these trips pretty quickly.
You need to get that piece of bread they used to have that used to fill up in your stomach at one of the, what was it called?
Sizzler.
Yeah, they used to give you that bit of bread. It was like having a foam mattress in your guts and you couldn't eat anything else, and then it stops you from just eating too much.
I find dairy milk does the job for me.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, Zach, have you crossed paths with the skipper and got an idea of how he is? We believe it's some sort of hamstring issue.
Yeah, I've seen him walking around with an ice pack on. No idea the severity, to be honest. But yeah, you'd imagine it's not ideal if it's going to stop somebody like Joel from coming back on. But the truth is, I don't know.
You've got 11 days between games, and you're in quarantine. Did you take the golf clubs with you, be honest?
I did, yep. I'm chipping around the hotel. You'd be happy to know my short game is still terrible.
Good to see some things have never changed. But how do you spend the next 11 days? You've got to obviously have some time where you don't think about football, but that's hard to do when you're in the hub environment. What do you do to switch off, or have you found a way to switch off yet?
Well, we're all kind of in the same boat here, obviously. I've really enjoyed spending time with blokes whom, you know, I might not spend as much time with outside of footy. But yeah, I've got a little bit of study that I'm catching up on. Outside of that, it's, to be honest, I'm spending hours a day probably on FaceTime with family and stuff like that. So it's like I said, it's been really enjoyable, and it hasn't gotten too tedious yet, but maybe in a few weeks it might be different.
Have you learned something about a teammate that you didn't know, that you've gone, oh, wow, I didn't think he was into that, or, yeah, you know, he was doing that? What have you learned?
Oh, Rhys Stanley's BO is terrible. That's not news to anyone, but no, not,
but you already knew that because you got the locker next to him.
Yeah, I know, that's not news to me, I can promise you. No, nothing too quirky just yet.
Yeah, well, keep us in the loop and let us know if you do find any nuggets of gold during Hub Life. Zach, we really appreciate your time. Never easy to come on following a loss, but a gallant effort tonight, but just not good enough in the end. But we can't wait till you take on the Dockers in 11 days' time on a Monday night, which will be entertaining from Optus Stadium. As always, appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Zach Tuohy joining us. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Port Arlington Road, Moolap, actually, is where you will find them.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.